I'm In with the ARCC is brought to you by StoredTech, your technology, our passion. And now, here's your host for I'm In with the ARCC, Amanda Blanton.
Welcome to I'm In with the ARCC. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Amanda Blanton, Marketing and Communications Manager with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today, my guest is Corey Gazzaley. He is, are you the only owner, Corey, or are you co-owner of Gazzai Media?
Yes. I'm owner slash creative director, and then the other head is Sean O'Neill, and he is the executive producer. So I am the sole owner.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear more about Sean as well. I know him a bit from earlier Chamber days, but I haven't caught up with him in a long time. So I'm glad to see you guys working together. But anyways, Corey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Amanda.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to learn about your business because it's relatively new and you guys just joined the chamber. So we get really excited about that because we love to offer all these opportunities to you. But the point of today's show is to learn about you and your business. So in a nutshell, can you tell us what is Gazzai Media?
In the smallest of a nutshell possible, Gazzai Media is a video production company, and at the very core of our philosophy is just working with businesses on their communication efforts. And communication is very broad and general, so, and that's really what we do, whether that's in-house, working with your own staff and employees, whether they're local to your area or you have employees across the country or even across the world for that matter. Or it's communicating with potential customers or clients or even your current customers or clients. As a business, you have a product or service, but you also need to some extent, in some way, you need to be able to communicate with other people or else you're just stuck, you know, surrounded by four walls and you have a product or a service. Sure. So you have to communicate your value or what you can offer to other people in some way. And that's where we come in. I don't know how small of a nutshell that was, but I tried.
No, that was perfect, Corey. Thank you so much. And that all makes sense. And you're right, because it's one thing to, you know, set up a brick and mortar store or maybe it's strictly online and you've got your products, your services. But how do you get your message out there? How are you connecting with your clients and your customers? And that's kind of where you guys come in.
Yes. So and as you know, everyone knows, the internet changed everything. Now everyone has the ability with their smartphone or a GoPro or even some of the high-end consumer cameras. Everyone is now competing with other businesses that are able to record themselves, record their products, and share that with the rest of the world and their target audience. So we like to fill in that gap and let businesses focus on running their business. And we work to help them share their whatever they need to, you know, be shared with other people in the best way possible. So a lot of what we do is working really close with businesses and trying to find out their why and their passion for what they do, because that is now more crucial than I think maybe it has been in the past. There's so much competition out there. It's a lot of people now want to know who they're doing business with or who they're buying a product from. And those are the kinds of things that when we sit down, we're talking to business owners, those are the kind of questions that we ask to find out that crucial information, because that's really what's going to set you apart from your competition and really let your business stand out and shine.
Totally makes sense. Now, can you tell us the story behind the business? You know, when did you start it? Why did you start it? How did this all come together?
So technically, Gazzai Media officially started in late August, I guess you'd say. And that's when I moved back to the upstate New York area. I had been living in Atlanta for 5 years, and I was working in-house marketing, doing video work. for a financial services company, mainly dealing with life insurance. So through that work experience, kind of light bulb went off in my head. I was like, wow, if I can help people sell, of all things, life insurance, right? Probably one of the most boring things you can possibly try to sell.
Sure.
And if I can make that interesting and engaging with people, then maybe I'm onto something here, because it all stemmed from, I personally love doing creative things. And I went to film school, and it's been a long journey of finding out my personal why, because I love doing what I do. I wouldn't want to do anything else. But one of the questions I had for several years was, that's all in good, but how does it benefit other people, right? I want to do something that matters to other people rather than just make videos or projects for myself that have just at bare minimum entertainment value. So I came back, and Sean O'Neill, who is the executive producer at Kazai Media, him and I for years have been talking about starting a business revolving around video, but yet I still didn't know how to incorporate it to where it could benefit other people. And he's been a sales and marketing guy for years and has his own experience to bring to the table. So once it finally clicked in my head about working with businesses, that's when it all kind of came together. So technically, it started in August, but this has been a really long journey, and I'm just really excited to be in this place now. I'm back home where I grew up, went to school. Sean and I went to JCS together at the base of Gore Mountain. So I have a lot of roots here. I care about the community here. And above all, I want a successful business, but I really want to help the Adirondack region stand out and, for those businesses who can compete with not only the rest of the state, but the rest of the East Coast, the rest of the nation, and so on. That's what I'm really excited to try and do.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And you're not alone. A lot of young professionals left this area and decided to come back, which is fantastic, because I feel, put the pandemic aside, I feel that this region is really thriving. It's full of nonprofits, it's full of small businesses, it's full of entrepreneurs, and also up and coming. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely in good company, and I love your mission that, you really want to help businesses share their story, share their experiences, and hopefully bring everybody up. I love that.
Well, yeah. I think it's easy to see, especially taking all that time back. I'd come home to see my family on holidays, Christmas, and then it turned to once a year I'd come back. But now being here for several months now and just seeing the changes, like even downtown Glens Falls, which is where I am, by the way. I'm at WorkSmart right now. Great location.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cool to see how much has changed. And where people are focused, the new businesses that are popping up. And it's definitely a really exciting energy to be a part of. And we want to do our best to contribute to that energy.
Love it. Love it. Now, I mentioned the word entrepreneur earlier. It's one of my favorite words because, again, this region is just full of them. SUNY Adirondack has a great program for entrepreneurs, and so do other organizations. Would you, Corey, would you consider yourself an entrepreneur? And do you embrace that?
I technically would. To be honest with you, I have not thought about that before this interview. It's just been me going after what I think is right and doing it. I at some point you have to say, I have learned enough. I can offer people value. And that's mainly what I've been focused on, trying to share that value and leading from behind, I guess, in a way, is what I've been focused on. So technically, yes, I I am, but I've never, not even once, you know, I haven't put it in my Instagram bio or anything.
Sure.
But I guess so. And I, yeah, I'm happy to embrace that. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know, it might be even be a silly question because you're probably right. Most entrepreneurs out there probably don't consider even calling themselves that because they're just doing what they do best and mm-hmm. they're just doing what they're passionate about. So sorry, that was probably a silly question.
But. No. It makes sense though. I haven't actually heard or like really thought about that word, since, you know, I've tried to start other businesses in the past, and a lot of people out there just, you know, in the country, they'll usually say out front in a YouTube video or on their website or whatever it is that they're an entrepreneur because they're just trying to sell an entrepreneur course or, you know, something like that.
Sure.
I guess I do. Yeah. Why not?
All right. Why not? I mean, add it to your resume or something, you know?
Yeah. It'll look good later on.
Yeah, exactly. So being that the business has, you know, kind of officially been up and running since August, how do you feel it's going so far? And are there any lessons that you have learned?
Well, I think it's actually going pretty well so far. Obviously, I just embrace this wholly, is that we're going to learn and adapt as we go. And that's just never going to end. I'm not sure even when it began. So a lot of people out there that are thinking about starting businesses, that's one thing that holds them up. It's like, do I know enough right now to get going, to get started? And I've been there. But I definitely felt I was very comfortable with what I knew and what I knew I could provide. I just know it. But I think one of the hardest things right now, you know, with COVID and not being in the area for so long, which is why I just love having working with Sean and having him on the team. He's such a crucial part because he, as we were talking about before, he has gone to a lot of chamber events. He knows a lot of business owners. He knows the area. And he was able to grow into his adulthood and to his professional life around the area. And I feel like I've missed out on that a little bit. And now with COVID, it's a little bit harder to go out and about and meet people. So a lot of things are done online. So with that just being kind of just a hurdle to get around, that's probably the main thing that I'm trying to get past right now, because I'm just so excited to get into the community and every day just going to a meeting or going to an event. So that's one hurdle, but overall it's going really well. And then one of the lessons that I've learned so far in the last few months is how to, and it's an ongoing, you know, learning that I'm doing, but it's how to communicate with business owners. And since we work with a lot of different kinds of businesses, whether they're a product business or a service-based business, every business is so different and the people that are running it are so different. So they're focused on different things. And so breaking it down, the value of video to different businesses, and learning how they communicate and what they're focused on, that is something that it's really exciting. For me, I've always been interested in doing a lot of different projects, which is why I feel like Gazai Media is just so in line with what I personally want to do. So I don't want to be doing anything else. I don't want to work on feature films. I don't want to do, taking a year of commitment, just working on one thing. I love finding out about different businesses, who's out there, what they can offer people, and how their business works. But that's an ongoing kind of learning curve of how to translate how video can benefit them when they're so different from, you know, the other clients that we have. But that's ongoing. I don't think I'll ever be perfect at it because I'm not going to know anyone's business as good as, you know, their CEO or whoever. So, it's exciting, but yeah, it's all in progress.
No, that's great, and that's very honest. Because you know, communication is key, especially now. You know, because things are virtual and you can't see people face to face and shake hands and all that fun stuff. So that is a good lesson. It's a lesson about listening, right? Listening to your clients' needs, really getting to know their business. And then finding ways that your business can help theirs, right? I mean, that it seems simple, though, but I get it. Because like you said, every business is unique. So every situation is going to be unique. Every conversation is going to be unique, right?
Yes, 100%. And we try to, as best we can, respect the business's time, right? But it's really a 50-50 coming together and finding the best solution for the business, because you are going to know your business more than anyone else. And we know how to convey that message, whatever that message is, to other people in the most effective way. You know, our product, at bottom line, the product, the video itself with, you know, we work with the best equipment out there, the best post-production, Hollywood standard stuff, but that's already in the bag. We don't really focus on that. The product in the end is going to look and just feel sharp and professional. But we tend not to focus on that because that's, like I said, that's already in the bag. We're really focused on working with you to get the message across. And again, whatever that message is, whether you're trying to, produce a bunch of training videos to onboard people and help save you some time, or if you're trying to promote a new product or just get the word out about your business and who's behind the business, what does the team look like? What is the company culture like? Those are the more important things that we focus on. And again, we try to respect the business owner's time, because it does take some time sometimes to find out what's really at the core. And it takes some time to earn a business's trust for them to open up to us. But that's the more of a deeper dive we can do with a business, the better the end product is going to be. And that may not be 100% the first time we work with you. That's okay. But the video, whatever work we do, is going to be great either way. Just going forward, it's going to be that much better. The more and more we find out about your business, the better the project's going to be.
Sounds great to me. All right, Corey. Well, we do have to take a quick break, so we will be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk WWSC 93.1 FM, AM 1450.
This is I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk WWSC.
And we're back. Thanks again for tuning in to I'm In with the ARCC, sponsored by StoreTech, your technology, our passion. And if you are just joining us, I am being joined remotely by Corey Gazzali of Gazzai Media. In the first part of the show, we learned a bit of the story behind the business and really what Gazzai Media does. Want to dig a little deeper here, though. We did speak a little bit about your other team member, Sean, which sounds like the two of you are working really well together. And I think you're like the yin and yang, right? Like you guys balance each other.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, I've known Sean for years, since we were, you know, 3 feet high. And we've always had that relationship, whether we were playing varsity soccer or it didn't matter. We were always kind of that yin and yang relationship. And it just, you know, just so happened, just the way the universe works, or however you want to put it, that he went in the direction towards marketing and sales, and I went, you know, the artistic way, going to film school and all that. And then we ended up meeting back and talking more about starting a business and what each other's real goals were in life. You know, as we were getting older, those are kind of important things to ask yourself and maybe ask your close friends. Yeah, he's just so crucial. Business would not be where it is and what it is without him. So we definitely balance each other out And so far, it's been really good. We enjoy each other's company. We enjoy working together, and it's been a great learning experience for both of us so far.
That's excellent to hear. And again, yeah, he's bringing something to the table. You're bringing something to the table, and it seems to be meshing really well. So congrats on that. You know, it's not always easy starting a business, period, and then also with your friend, right? So, because I'm sure you've heard other stories about how that's not worked out so well. But I'm rooting for you guys. I think it's going to be great. Are there any plans in the future to potentially add on more team members? And I know this could be very far out, but is this something you might be thinking about?
Oh, yes, of course. I always have that vision down there, whether it's 5 or 10 years or maybe even 1 year. And then, you know, just those goals we want to hit along the way to make that vision, those visions happen. But definitely, we're focused on expanding. The one thing, and this isn't to say other businesses don't do this, but we want to be very, very critical in who we bring on. I have a lot of connections. And some are in LA, some are in Atlanta, but I have a lot of connections that can handle post-production and other, yeah, I guess mainly post-production, and we can bring some extras on set who know what they're doing. If, you know, we need a big expansive set one day when COVID's over and we can allow that to happen. But we want to be very critical, because what Sean and I are currently doing now is setting the bar of what we expect the end product to look like. And there's a lot of, you know, just in my experience, there's a lot of different styles of how people edit, or how they're going to light a scene, or how they're going to direct, how they're going to interview someone and draw that emotion out of them through the questions. So there's a lot that goes into that. And we just want to be very, very critical about making sure that whoever we bring on is the absolute perfect fit. Because once we set that bar, which, you know, we currently are, it can't, the only way is up, right? It's only getting better. We can't, you know, have some mediocre work. So that's just something that we've been keeping in the back of my minds as we look to a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line and so forth.
Oh, no, it totally makes sense. And I don't think you're wrong in feeling that way, because this is your baby, right? This is your business.
Yeah.
And you obviously take pride in your work, and you want to surround yourself with others who will do the same. So that totally makes sense. But thanks for being so honest. Like, I just love when people can just be honest and say what they mean, you know, without sugarcoating. This is what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, I think it's just so, you know, that's what something that we preach to our clients. You know, when it's time for having a CEO of a well-respected company sit down with you, sometimes it's a little hard for them to be open, because they have to, you know, day-to-day activities, they have to be the leader. And have to maybe not put on the front, but, you know, act a certain way. And we're not going to have someone not look good or professional or like a leader on set. But I think we always get sidetracked with those kinds of things about how we should look and how we should act. But when the biggest value you can offer anyone else is your honest self and your honest opinions. Obviously, you want to keep those things respectful, but the most that I've learned from anyone, they've always been completely honest. So I try to do that. And that's what we expect, you know, when we do interviews and things like that. So, yeah, just the way it is.
I love it. I love it. Now, I don't know if you can share who some of your current clients are on the air. I certainly don't want to, disrespect any boundaries there, but, can you tell me, who would be your ideal client? Do you have an ideal client, or will you work with anybody?
We will work with just about anybody. Again, I love working with any kind of business just to find out what their daily routine is like, how they run a business. What is their business like? What is their company culture like? I find that stuff very interesting. But we, you know, our perfect or ideal client is going to be someone who is already focused and engaged and understands marketing to some extent, right? Because what we do is we don't run any SEO, we don't run any Facebook ads or anything like that. There's a lot of great companies in the area, and you know, even outside of the area. What we do is just the messaging part, right? Because you can run ads all day on something, but if the messaging isn't right, then it doesn't matter how much money you throw at running ads. So that's what we focus on. So as long as the client either one has an engaged or robust marketing department, or they're working with a marketing company, that's really ideal for us, because we will work with that marketing department or that marketing agency to make sure that they're going to use our video to benefit the business, right?
Yeah.
So that's really crucial. But even then, as long as it could be as small as someone, whether it's the CEO or there's someone in marketing that wants to push in that direction, as long as they're engaged and they understand the value of social media marketing or video marketing, whatever it is, as long as there's some engagement there. But we definitely don't want to work with someone, you know, we give them a video and say, you can do this, this, and this with it. We can help you implement it into your strategy. And, you know, they say, thanks. And then they just post it on YouTube and let it sit there with no hashtags, and they just don't do anything with it. It doesn't work. It doesn't do anything for anyone. So that's we try to stay away from businesses like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, we serve a different type of client.
Sure. And again, that makes total sense, because you guys are so passionate about what you're offering, you want to make sure that the business is a good fit. And also that they're going to utilize your service in the best way that they can. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
And you kind of were touching on this a bit, but I'm still going to ask it. Can you kind of walk us through what a typical client process would look like? So let's say I'm a business owner. I've reached out to you. I'm interested. What happens next?
So basically we come in, and right now we're trying to work on a way to automate this part, but right now we have the time and we have the resources, so it's better spent to just come into your business or meet over a cup of coffee and just discuss about what your current strategy is. So let's say, you know, we're sitting down and I'm just going to ask you, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to try to onboard and hire more people? Are you trying to get more sales? What is your goal? Like, what are you having trouble with right now? And then we work on a strategy to help solve that problem. So it's a lot about finding out what your desires are, where you want your company to go, and then coming up with a video strategy around that. Because at the end of the day, the video is just the best form of communication, right? Because we get to see and we get to hear things. So we get to see whoever, you know, we get to see into the business, which makes it more attractive for a potential hire or a potential customer. And then we can also use audible information from your knowledge, your experience, what you can offer people. And then we have, you know, music in there to help emotionally sell that message. And then we place that work, whatever you have now. And this goes back to kind of the ideal clients, but we like to format the video so they can fit anywhere. Maybe you do have a robust Instagram page. Perfect. We can adapt to that. We can play into that. Or it's a YouTube, or maybe it's just a web page. You know, one of the things that we like to put out there is this should just be your main video should just be in your email signature. You know, if you're sending out cold emails, why not just put a video in there? Be like, take, you know, 2 minutes and just watch this video, find out more about us. And then that immediately warms that person up in a way that text isn't going to be able to compete with, or even like a podcast or anything like that. Video is just the king form of communication, right? And it's a massive trust builder. Yeah, I could just go on and on. I feel like I'm getting lost in the weeds.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I mean, what I'm hearing is, you know, video is very important, especially these days. And we have the technology to do it, which is even better. It's not going to be a struggle. But from what I understand, you're going to sit down and listen to these clients, listen to their needs, listen to their wants, their desires, and then find a way again to find a solution to those. And it's huge right now. Video is huge. I mean, when you're scrolling through your social media, you know, profiles and whatnot, you automatically stop on videos. It doesn't even matter what it's about. I'm going to give at least 3 seconds of my attention to probably every video that I scroll past, and then I decide whether I want to watch it or not. So,
yes, but exactly. That's
how it works.
Into that funnel, if you will. So, just going back to, you know, you're scrolling by, right? So what is that, you know, if we're sitting down, what does that video look like? Maybe that video should be 30 seconds or something like that, right? Just to build the top of funnel awareness, right? Because we have, if you have like an upside down, pyramid or triangle or, what would they call them? Food pyramid, right? But just vertical lines. So they're all blocks, right? At the very top of that funnel is just awareness, right? And then once that's the biggest pool of people. That's who, you know, you're running ads just to put awareness out there. Once those people are aware, do they become interested? They move down the funnel. Now they have a level of interest. And then they move further down. They have desire, and then they convert. And then they become advocates, right, for the business. And that's, we work in there. So it's finding out what your process currently looks like and then implementing it to either make it more robust or to change it in a better direction, and making that funnel really work for you. Because the funnel is going to be the same no matter who it is, right? It's just, we're all people at the end of the day, whether you're trying to bring someone in to hire them or, again, you know, you're trying to sell your product or service. You have to work somewhere in that funnel and realize that funnel is affecting your business. And if there's something that you want or something that's missing from the success of your business, it relates to that funnel somewhere. So that's what we try to break down.
Oh, that's really interesting. I've never heard of this funnel concept, so that was really cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
All right, we do have to take another quick break, so we will be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk WWSC 93.1 FM, AM 1450.
You're listening to I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk WWSC.
And we're back. Thanks again for tuning in to I'm In with the ARCC, sponsored by StoreTech, your technology, our passion. And today I'm being joined by Corey Gazaley. I'm so afraid I'm going to mispronounce your names, Corey. I'm so sorry.
<You're good.
laughs> I like hesitate every time. But anyways, he is the founder of Gazai Media, and we've been learning a lot about what Gazai Media does. Relatively new business, but really has hit the ground running. You know, I've been checking out your guys' Facebook page, and you're working with a lot of great clients, which is so good to see. But question for you, and this, again, could be further in the future, but would you consider collaborating with others in your industry? Because I know there's a lot going on in our region. And is that a possibility? Is that something you would consider?
Oh, yes. We're more than open to collaborate with others in our industry. I think we're doing something a little bit different. But when it comes down to just the I see that collaboration just coming down to the video aspect. Absolutely. Again, we're here to really put our stamp on the area and build a really great business, but we're here also to support the area. And any way, shape, or form we can do that, we're always happy to do that. And so anytime, you know, whether we need second, you know, we call them second shooters, someone to come in and run another camera or get other shots while we're getting shots or dancing around each other like that. I'm all for that. I love just being around other artistic people, especially, you know, if they have a camera in their hands, and just collaborating and finding out what their style is and what they get out of it. That'd be great.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And also, you know, and this could be a maturity thing. You can still learn so much from other people, right? Even if they do the same exact thing that you do. Like, I'm a marketing person. I totally enjoy conversing with other marketing people because they get you and you get them. And not only that, you can learn from each other. So that's got to be a good thing, collaborating, right? Because you can just continue to learn from others as well. Or maybe you're teaching someone something.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was definitely something. I think back in film school, there was, I mean, just imagine a bunch of college age people on a film set. There's just egos everywhere. They come from all different walks of life. They're into different things. Everyone thinks they're going to be the next Martin Scorsese or Spielberg or whatever. So definitely coming from that now, it's so much more valuable to me, and I think just to everyone, if you know they don't have their blinders on, to learn and to collaborate, as long as there's good energy, to be able to share that energy, and just it's like meeting someone and making a friendship, except you can learn things from them and you can offer them things as well. There, it's just a great time.
I agree, totally agree, and I'm glad you do too. Let's talk about the future. So again, I realize this business is very new, but I can tell that you're eager and obviously passionate. So you're probably already thinking about these things. But where do you see, or where do you want to see Gazeye Media in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I definitely want to expand our team. I've been talking to other people. I just don't, every time I talk about something that may happen in the future, it never happens. So I'm a little hesitant to do that. But we have, you know, there's been talks about onboarding, people to help with the production. That way it can help free up, my time and Sean's time a little bit more to, expand to other clients. We're also trying to just, spread out, just in the region, trying to focus maybe even somewhere down to Albany as well. And really it's just about the level of work. We're really focused on helping as many businesses as we can and finding out more. Every time we go, we're talking to someone, we're meeting with a prospect or whatever, I feel like every day I'm learning about a new business or a new market that's in the area, a new niche. And it just blows my mind sometimes that I'm so ignorant of some things in the world around me that's so close to me at the same time. So we're trying to expand just the work. I would say in 5 years. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. And you kind of were hinting at it, the opportunities are endless, you know, in this region. And then, of course, if you wanted to expand south of here, there's certainly more opportunity there, too. So that's a great goal to have. Could you see Gazeye Media potentially spanning out? Because I know you mentioned before, you guys don't do SEM, you don't do SEO, you don't really do that stuff. But could you see potentially taking on things like that and further in the future, or is your main focus really just media?
Well, to be honest, our main focus is the media right now. We have also discussed about incorporating that kind of marketing into what we do just to make it easier on our clients, right? We don't, in the meantime, we would love to work with businesses that are already well established at running ads and that side of marketing. That's where we're at right now. We would like to do that in the future to make it easier for our clients, just to say, hey, we have this problem, can you fix it? And we just say, yes, we'll take care of everything. We would love for that to happen. But that being said, I think where we're trying to push right now is in the production. Somewhere down the line, again, probably the 5-year mark or maybe later, It depends. Who knows, right? But definitely one of the goals is a studio space, if not a warehouse, depending on what clients we're working with, right? Because not everyone's going to need a studio set. But that's where, you know, we do focus on some product-based businesses as well. Even though we love working with service-based businesses right now, we are currently, we do have some clients that are just product-based. And they're, you know, ones in California. And so we have that aspect of our business as well.
Great. This all sounds so awesome. And again, the opportunities are limitless with this, I think. But what I loved most about what you said is you are looking to expand your services because it will make it easier on the client. Like, I think that is probably the best thing I've heard because you're doing it for the right reason.
And we had to be honest about it because, you know, we've toyed with the idea of could we potentially do that right now? Yes, we could, but I feel like we don't have enough attention to allocate to that to make sure that it's as good as our production, right? If our production is really good and then the in-house marketing, you know, running the ads and so forth isn't that good, we couldn't do that to clients. We just couldn't. It has to be the best. So once we have the tools and the people and the resources necessary to make sure that that side of marketing is really robust and the best, then we will do that.
I love it. I love it. It sounds good to me. I mean, if I was writing your business plan and you told me that, I'd be like, that sounds great.
Boom. Perfect.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to take our quick final break and we will be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk WWSC 93.1 FM AM 1450.
Now more of I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk WWSC.
And we're back and we are nearing the end of the show. Corey, you've been awesome. You've shared so much information and I feel like we could probably talk for hours. It's just so easy.
Yes, we could. Yes, it's a problem, but it's a great problem to have.
It's okay. It's okay. So first off, I would like to give you the opportunity to let our listeners know, how can we get a hold of you if we're interested in learning more about what you have to offer or get that process started?
Well, the easiest way to do that is to go to our website, which is gazaimedia.com, GAZAImedia.com. And then, you know, there's a bunch of links on there to get in contact with us. You can always email me at Corey G at Kazai Media. That's CORYG at KazaiMedia.com. But again, that email link and our email links are on the website. So yeah, just go to the KazaiMedia.com.
Excellent. And I know you're on social media, but could you let our listeners know what profiles are you on? What should we be following?
Our main ones are going to be Facebook and Instagram. And those are both Kazai Media. I think it's a pretty unique name, so it should be easy to find, but they should both be at Kazai Media.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. And, if I'm curious, I want to see some of your work. Where can I go see that?
You can go right to gazaimedia.com. We have a link. We actually have a few of our featured videos those will be our latest videos that we've done. And we're going to be adding a few more quite shortly next month. So that'll be exciting. So make sure you check up on that. And then also on there, there's a link to our Vimeo page where there's a lot more work and you get to see a little bit of variation. So I would just go to our website, again, gazaimedia.com, and you'll be able to see four of our most recent featured videos. And then there's also right below there's a link to our Vimeo page and you can look around.
Excellent. And one last question. And I was actually, I think it was stalking the Facebook page or your website, I don't remember, but I saw this term and I was hoping you could describe it to us. A video business card.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. Pretty, that's probably the foundation of our business. And honestly, the thing that really made this whole idea of Kazai Media click for me. Because there's just so much value in it that it's hard to not understand. A video business card is basically as it sounds, right? When you hand someone a business card, it just has your information, except this is in video format, and it takes advantage of video to dive really deep into your business. We typically try to keep this video to 2 to 3 minutes just for the average watch time. You know, this should be something that people that are very cold to you, that don't know you, never heard of you, that they can view and instantly find out a whole lot about your business, right? So it really dives into the who you are, what you do, why you do it, how you do it, and then a basic call to action, right? So there is a flow there. And when we're working with clients, we really break down, okay, what does each of these questions mean? And why are we asking them? And why are they in this order? Because there's information there, but the information leads to actions, right? It,
yes.
It leads to knowledge. It leads to an emotional impact on the viewer. So that's really the foundation of not only our business, but if we're working with clients, their business, right? You can start with other videos if you have a specific project in mind, but it really does set you apart with how people shop online now, right? If I look into local IT solutions, for example, right? I'm going to pull up probably 5 different tabs, just the way the average shopper, you know, shops around. Just pull up 5 different tabs of all these different websites. So now you're competing with at least those 5 tabs. If that's the first thing that someone sees on your website, one, it's really easy, right? People will just click on a video because they don't have to read anything. It's really easy for them. But they also get so much value out of it. And you're building more trust than your competitors because they get, you know, this potential client gets to see you, gets to hear from you, gets to find out more about you. And that just builds massive trust right off the bat. So that's really a crucial part of not only your business, but our business. And it's something that we would just love to do for everyone.
Absolutely. I love it. And I'm so glad I asked the question. It's really cool. Really cool. All right, Corey. Well, I hate to say it, but this is all the time that we have for today. I am looking forward to checking more out on your website, seeing your portfolio to see what you guys are up to. And I hope my listeners do the same.
Yes. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's been really good talking with you. And hopefully this spring or even this summer, we get to get together and have a little chamber meeting or something. And hopefully,
yeah.
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that too. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for tuning in to I'm In with the ARCC. We'll see everyone next week.